Klaus pushed against the gurney again, wheeling it in the other direction as the circle of associates closed in. He held the rusty knife up for protection, but the middle Baudelaire did not think he could use a weapon, even on people as wicked as these. If Count Olaf had been trapped, he would not have hesitated to swing the rusty blade at the people who were surrounding him. But despite what the bald man had said, Klaus did not feel like a villain. He felt like someone who needed to escape. And as he pushed against the gurney again, he knew how he was going to do it.
"Get back!" Klaus cried. "This knife is very sharp."
"You can't kill all of us," the hook-handed man replied. "In fact, I doubt you have the courage to kill anyone."
"It doesn't take courage to kill someone," Klaus said. "It takes a severe lack of moral stamina."
At the mention of the phrase, "severe lack of moral stamina," which here means cruel selfishness combined with a love of violence, Olaf's associates laughed in delight.
"Your fancy words won't save you now, you twerp," Esme said. "That's true," Klaus admitted. "What will save me now is a bed on wheels used to transport hospital patients."
Without another word, Klaus tossed the rusty knife to the floor, startling Olaf's associates into stepping back. The circle of people with a severe lack of moral stamina was spread out a little more, just for a moment, but a moment was all the Baudelaires needed. Klaus jumped onto the gurney, which had begun to roll quickly toward the square metal door they had come in. A cry rose from the audience as the Baudelaires sped past Olaf's associates.
"Get them!" the hook-handed man cried. "They're getting away!"
"They won't get away from me,"
Hal promised, and grabbed the gurney just before it reached the door. The gurney slowed to a halt, and for a second Sunny found herself face to face with the old man. Butterflies fluttered in the youngest Baudelaire's stomach as he glared at her from behind his tiny glasses. Unlike Olaf's associates, Hal was not an evil person, of course. He was merely someone who loved the Library of Records and was trying to capture the people he believed had set it on fire. And it pained Sunny to see that he thought she was an evil criminal instead of an unlucky infant. But she knew she did not have time to explain to Hal what had really happened. She scarcely had time to say a single word, and yet that is precisely what the youngest Baudelaire did.
"Sorry,"
Sunny said to Hal, and gave him a small smile. Then she opened her mouth a little wider and bit Hal's hand as gently as she could, so that he would let go of the gurney without getting hurt.
"Ow!"
Hal said, and let go.
"The baby bit me!"
he shouted to the crowd.
"Are you hurt?"
a nurse asked.
"No,"
Hal replied.
"But I let go of the gurney. They're rolling out the door!"